This ArrowFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to the Humaning Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Lloyd, and I love that you're here. From a young age, I've been asking life the big questions, and it's led me down some interesting rabbit holes. I'm going to be sharing with you some of the ideas, theories, practices, and ways of being that have made my life easier, better, and more fulfilling. We're going to explore what it means to be human, from the weird and the wild to the utterly wonderful, and we're going to talk about how we can do it in a way that not only leads to amazing results, but feels good in the process. Come on, let's human together. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Humaning Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Lloyd, and I love that we get to spend our Sunday morning together. If you're listening on ArrowFM or if you're listening on your phone or in the future at some point in time, I love that we get to connect for a little brief moment and talk about all the things human, what it means to be human, how it feels to be human, the weird, the wild, everything in between. And today, I have something very special for you. I am in my newborn baby cocoon. My beautiful little boy Charlie is now 6 weeks old. He's thriving, he's doing really well. People are like, oh, how does he sleep? I'm like a newborn, like, chill out, he's perfect. Does he want to sleep 8 hours? No, but like, it's because he's got fun things to do, like wake up and hang with me and drink milk and all that sort of stuff. So it's been a really cool time. I find it a lot easier second time around. You sort of know what to expect. You don't overthink things as much. It's just that interesting dance between, you know, mothering one and mothering two and kind of your family growing and trying to make your firstborn feel just as loved as he did before, while also being like, gentleman, you know, he's a baby, like you can't play with him that rough. So we've been in it, and I really want to do a podcast episode soon talking about the growth portal that is motherhood. It is such an alchemical time. It transmutes us on a cellular level. It changes our brain. It changes our priorities. It changes so much about us. It's such a potent time. And I really want to do it justice. So I thought that was going to be my first episode I recorded once I'd had Charlie, but I want to give it lots of time and love and attention. I want to nurture that episode, so I've decided I'm not ready for it. I've decided the world can wait, and what I'm doing today is keeping it really simple. I'm honoring where I'm at in this little stage, and I'm bringing you a whole lot of value that I made yonks ago. So what I'm sharing with you today is a paid masterclass I did within inside a group coaching program called Potent, which was all about optimizing your energy. It was all about understanding how you uniquely operate and really about succeeding in a way that feels good to you, that feels authentic to you, that doesn't require you to change or make you feel wrong for being as you are in order to get the things that you want. Because I fundamentally believe that the things that we have on our heart are meant for us and uniquely for us. So it's not that our quirks or our qualities or our traits are something that needs to be completely bypassed. Of course, we need to manage ourselves. Of course, there are some patterns and habits that may be keeping us stuck that we need to work on. But I think for me, it's about working smarter and not harder. That's what that whole program was about, and I'm bringing you a beautiful little snippet of it today. And this is called Overflowing with Energy, which feels very apt. I know for a lot of people, they're like, oh, I wish I had more energy, or they feel like if we had an abundance of energy that life would be so much easier, and I'm sure it would. It feels very timely for me. You know, my 8 hour sleeps a night are a long distant memory. So it felt really timely to bring you this beautiful transmission, just a beautiful injection of energy your way. And hopefully it will help give you some tips and tricks for really just making the most of what you've got and for getting everything done that's meant to be done, not just having energy so that we can fill it with other people's priorities, so that we can be everything for everyone, but simply so that we have the energy to enjoy our life, we have the energy to do the things that really matter to us. And just show up day after day after day after day. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Feel free to reach out to me. You can email me at humaningwithmichaela@gmail.com if this brought anything up for you, if you have any questions, if you have any requests for future episodes, if there are reflections you've been having, insights, ahas, and all those sorts of beautiful things that happen as part and parcel of you being human. Now, I do also just want to say there may be the odd reference in this to the fact that it was recorded within a group coaching program. I may refer to, you know, in general to the individuals within it, or I may refer to previous or future lessons. Obviously, disregard that and take all the goodness that you are getting for free. All right, so much love to you. So welcome to the 8th installment of Potent. Today we're talking about overflowing with energy. If we want to be potent in this world, then it helps if we have energy, right? I don't know what various hats you wear in your life, but I know for me as a mum, as a business owner, as a daughter, as all the things, it can really feel like energy is the missing piece. And that if we just had more energy, then all the things that we often drag our feet at doing would take care of themselves. So this is what we're talking about today, having genuine vitality, genuine energy. It's not just something that's reserved for people that are like skinny and love greens juices. Everyone can have optimal energy. And when we have energy, everything is so much easier. When we're in that light-hearted, more high vibrational state, and I mean that literally, once again, no good or bad, but however, when we're in those energized states, we are literally vibrating at a faster speed. Whereas when we're feeling exhausted and tired, we literally have like a slower hum to us. We're just kind of like, meh. And when we are up, it is so much easier for things to move forward, for us to get stuff done. However, this starts with a caution. And what you're going to understand is that even though we're talking about overflowing with energy, what we're going to be talking about massively within this is that all energetic cycles and all energetic stages that we go through are highly beneficial, are very instructional, and are very important. Whereas we have been conditioned by a world that sort of says, if you're on, if you're productive, if you've got energy, then you're good to go. When in actuality, if we can actually understand that all stages of our energy cycles actually have value, and if we can honor where we are, then that's when it's so much easier to have genuine overflowing energy. Because a lot of people, when they want to have more energy, they're focusing, like they're starting from a place of depletion. And they're like, right, now I want to have all the energy. And it feels so forced. Like you have to use willpower, you have to use motivation, you have to amp yourself up, you have to have some kind of hype up playlist. If you're feeling depleted to have energy, you're going from like negative 20 to try and get up to like 100. It's really, really hard. As opposed to understanding that there is actually value in each and every part of the cycle if we honor where we are. That's when genuine vitality, the stuff that we don't have to force, but that actually flows through us, that's when that comes. Because we are made of energy. Energy is not an issue for humans. Like in our natural organic state, we are made of energy. We are pure energy. So a lack of energy is never an issue. And oftentimes it's our resistance to where we are that leaves us way more depleted. So for humans, we naturally move through periods of expansion and contraction. We go through periods where things are flowing, where we're more external, where we go outward, you know, in our cycle. This might be like our maiden season, you know, our monthly springtime season when we have a burst of motivation, energy, and we've got our active wear on, we're ticking things off to-do list. That happens naturally when we actually follow our rhythms and cycles as humans. But what a lot of people fail to appreciate is that we move through these periods of expansion and contraction. It's very normal after having a period of being really energized and getting lots done, it's really natural and really normal to go through a stage where we need to replenish. We need to replenish our stores. If we are the overflowing cup full of energy, we go through periods where, because we've been overflowing, we're left feeling a bit drained.
And a lot of people demonize that kind of state, and I want to normalize it. I want to normalize feeling tired and exhausted because it's an important part of the process. But what most people don't do when they're depleted and exhausted, usually the last thing they think about doing is actually resting and actually recharging and actually letting themselves be where they are, because we've been taught that we need to always be on. You know, we are not 24/7 quickie marts. Like, we are not, you know, like freaking neon signs that are forever going. We are not the city that never sleeps. We are a human organism and we have seasons and cycles. And if we can honor those periods of expansion and contraction, then there is energy for everything. When we're not in resistance to our energetic state, that creates more energy, because we drain a lot of our vital energy from ourselves when we're somewhere that we say we ought to not be. If we're tired and we're like, but I need to have energy, I need to use force and will to energize myself. When, if we can just relax, if we can calm you, Betty, like if we can just recharge, if we can do something that fills our cup, if we can completely unplug or do something completely different, energy naturally fills itself back up. But when we try and force ourselves to get back up to 100, when we're like living on fumes, it's not going to work. So in this masterclass, I'm going to be keeping it outrageously simple, like almost obnoxiously simple. You're going to be like, how am I paying for this shit? It's so simple, because it is so simple. The reason why most people don't have energy, however, oftentimes, like I said, that misunderstanding of expecting themselves to always be on, expecting themselves to always be energized, failing to appreciate that we are cyclical, organic matter that goes through cycles, there's that, but it's that resistance to where we are that really, really stops us. And the other thing that stops us from doing it, like I said, it's simple, is because we don't follow through on it. We overcomplicate energy. We overcomplicate our strategy for actually feeling good and feeling energized. We get like murky in our heads and we're like, oh, well, if only I had like a new daily routine that I followed to the letter. And if only I like ran 3 miles every day. And if only I just lived on kale, then I would have so much energy. As opposed to keeping it fucking simple and actually following through on it, which is what today's masterclass is all about. We are being so simple, it's outrageous, and you, my friends, you're following through on it. The things that we are learning here today, we're going to implement. You're going to play around with, you're going to see how it fits for you, because it's the follow through piece that leaves us without energy if we're not doing it. We can know stuff, and intellectual knowledge isn't necessarily going to surge us with energy. We know at this point that our mind is very powerful. We can think our way into greater states of energy, and I'm going to talk about that. We can optimize our energy and enhance our energy using our mind, using the power of our focus, through using, you know, what we're thinking about, what we're playing with in our head. And at the same time, like, there is a place for that, there is a time for that, but there is also a time to not try and outsmart our energy and to just accept it for what it is and go with it. Because most of the time, why we want to will ourselves to have more energy, it comes from a place of scarcity. And we think that like, oh, I need to have all the energy right now, because if I don't get all this stuff done, then it's not going to work. If I don't tick off everything off my to-do list, then I'm not going to succeed. So often it's not energy that's actually the problem. It's simply that we're afraid that if we don't have more energy, and if we don't have all the energy, and if we're not like completely productive, then success isn't coming for us. And so for a lot of people, it's really not an energy issue. It's that we need to understand that we need to reprogram our brains, because we have been taught a lot of unhealthy stuff by the world in which we grew up in. A world that says that you need to be productive all the time and be on all the time and work a full-time 8-to-5 job in order to be a productive member of society. But organizational psychologists have shown for years and years and years at this point that no one is designed to be productive for an 8-hour period. And if they are productive for that big burst, they are going to be burnt out the other side. Organizational psychologists who are employed to help, you know, the modern productive world and the employers to optimize the productivity of their staff, have been telling employers for a long time, this whole kind of factory mindset, like this school system that's designed to make good, like, employees, good people that do a little bit in the chain that came out of the Industrial Revolution, does not support the modern human. So if you've been like, oh, I don't have enough energy to maintain a full-time job and, like, do long productive bursts and I can't be productive all day, there's something wrong with me, I need more energy. There is nothing fucking wrong with you. The only thing that's wrong with you is you have internalized these unrealistic expectations from the world that you are supposed to be on all the time. That's it. Not the energy, but it's your internalized expectations of who you need to be in order to succeed. So let's just say that from the outset. You have all the energy you need to move the needle forward. You have all the energy you need to succeed. Right now, and even if you're tired, even if you've got a newborn who's up half the night, for what life requires of you right now, you have all the energy you need. If you can understand how your energy is actually working, what stage of your cycle you're actually in, and you can run with it. We're not going to fight against ourselves. We're not going to try and will ourselves to have energy when that is going against the period of contraction that we are genuinely in. Just like when we're in a period of expansion, we want to run with that energy. We want to use that energy. If we've got the energy and the motivation to do things, let's do it. Because we all know there's going to be that, like, Tuesday morning's going to roll around and we're going to be like, I don't feel like doing things today. So we use our energy when we've got it. We don't worry about running out of it because it's always replenishing itself if we actually follow our natural rhythm. So here's how we're going to keep it obnoxiously simple. As we do often in potent, we're going to listen to ourselves. We're actually going to pay attention to what's happening rather than making ourselves wrong for it. So if you're feeling exhausted, we're actually going to pay attention to that. Where most people do it first, they're like, I'm tired, I shouldn't be like this. Before they've even acknowledged where they are and paid attention and listened to where they are, they're condemning where they are. We're being like, oh, but I just shouldn't be like this. If I was better, or if I was, you know, fitter, or if I had more willpower, then I would have more energy. We are taking away the guilt, we are taking away the shame, we are taking away the judgment. The first step we are simply doing is paying attention. We're listening to ourselves. We're being like, how do I feel? So simple, right? Like, too simple. That's why we don't do it. We're like quick to judge, not quick to just be like, oh, actually, as an infinitely intelligent being that I am, maybe the reason why I'm feeling like this is because this is where I'm meant to be. Groundbreaking. Revolutionary. The second thing we're going to do, we are going to honor where we are. We're not just going to be like, I'm tired, therefore what a piece of shit. We're going to be like, I'm tired, therefore, I acknowledge this is where I am, and I'm going to do the third step, which is act accordingly. We're going to listen to where we are, we're going to honor and acknowledge where we are, and we're going to act accordingly. And so, let's keep this really simple, guys. I'm going to talk about 5 different energetic states, which are so common, and we're going to talk about simple things you can do to either soothe or stimulate that state. There are times when actually more energy is not a positive thing. If we're overstimulated, if we're starting to verge on that territory of almost like anxious and jittery, and we have all the energy but we don't necessarily know how to channel it, then usually the best thing in that state is not more energy. We don't want more energy to make our system even more jittery. What we want to do is we want to ground. We want to soothe ourselves. More energy is not always better. Just like less energy is not always bad. So we're going to talk about these 5 different energetic states. And as you'll see, it's following a rhythm of lots of things that Impotent does. We're identifying. So rather than making ourselves wrong, we're going into that problem solver mode. We're going into that detection and solution orientation. We're being like, what's happening? What can I do? Because our mind is going to keep ticking over regardless. And if we are not paying attention to the part of the process we are in, it's really easy for our mind to create problems that don't exist. If we're not keeping it so simple as being like, I'm tired, I need to recharge, then oftentimes what we're doing when we're tired is we're going to be up in our head. And like I said, you know, our mental chatter is going to match our emotional state. And so if we're not in that, I've identified something and now I'm going to solve it, or I identified something and this is what I'm going to do in response, then oftentimes we can spend so much time like wasting energy in our head by making ourselves wrong and milking it and all these kinds of things. So we are keeping it like outrageously simple. So what we're going to do, let's look at the first state, which lots of us know so well. Let's talk about depletion. Let's talk about when our cup is empty, there's bloody tumbleweeds just rolling through it, we just have nothing, we're exhausted, we're tired, we just can't even, we're just like, bleh. We wish we could just blend into the couch. If we identify that we are depleted, and we honour and acknowledge like, oh man, I'm exhausted, I'm flat, I've got nothing in the bank. If we have identified that, and if we acknowledge that without shame or guilt, how we act accordingly when we're depleted, and you know, there are individual variances, but we're keeping it simple, and this is a pretty good general broad brush approach. If we're depleted, do you know what we need to do, my loves? Like I said, it's obnoxiously simple. We need a rest. If you are feeling depleted, the problem is not that you don't have energy. The problem is, and not that it's a problem, because we're cyclical creatures who go through periods of expansion and contraction, we're tired. And what we need to do, we need to recharge, we need to rest, we need to unwind. It's not that we need more energy, it's that we need to unwind, we need to relax. We need to do something that's fun, we need to do something that we enjoy. The problem when we're tired is not that we don't have energy. The thing that we need to do is relax. And as I'm saying this, I'm sure some of you are like, duh, obviously, like tired rest, not exactly rocket science. Be honest with yourself though. How often do you do that willingly? Like if you're starting, you know, the 3 p.m. slump starting to kick in and you're like, how often do you actually let yourself recharge? And there's a difference between, like, you know, recharging doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're off for the day. It can, for sure. Oftentimes that's the best remedy. Recharging can simply mean disconnecting our brain, going to another room, watching a 15-minute episode on Netflix. I mean, do they even exist? I don't know. 20-minute, let's be honest. It could be going for a walk around your garden and energizing yourself again. But we're not trying to make ourselves wrong, being like, I need to have all the energy, because this is often where we get it wrong. We're depleted, and so we're like, I need to force myself to have energy. I need to like will myself to have energy. That's not it. We just need a recharge. We just need a rest. If we're depleted, we rest. Simple. Hard bit is the follow through, because we have been conditioned to really value being able to just push through and do things. And I am here for that. The path to success, while simple, is not always easy. It requires us to go against our own resistance, layers of conditioning, things that don't necessarily serve us. It's not always easy, but it's simple. The problem is we don't do this stuff regularly. Most people, they only rest when they are burnt out, and they build that unconscious association. So when they rest in the future and they go on holiday, they get sick, because unconsciously they have that peer association of, I only rest when I'm damn near dead, therefore they rest and they get damn near dead. Like, it's outrageous how common this is. So if we are feeling depleted, if our cup is empty, we practice resting. If we've had enough, if our system is naturally, like if we're genuinely paying attention and our system is like off, it's gone offline, then we go off too. We relax. We enjoy ourselves. And of course, there will always be the very odd occasion that we just need to push through it. And we know that out the other side, we're going to be even more exhausted, and that's fine. You might have a big presentation coming up, or you might have your kid's birthday party or something, and you're feeling tired, but you're like, you know what? I know that I'm working against myself. I know that out the other side of this, I'm going to be even more depleted, but that's fine. And I'm not here to shame depletion. Like I said, it's an important, normal part of the expansion and contraction process. So if you're like, I'm exhausted, and I know that I'm exhausted, and I acknowledge where I am, and I know that ideally, if I wanted to optimize my energy, if I wanted to be overflowing with energy, I would rest. But right now, this is actually more important. So it's okay if out the other side of this, I'm even more tired, because then I can rest. We're grown ass bitches. We get to do whatever we want. So there's no right or wrong way to do this. This isn't a morality thing. It's not like, oh, I'm tired, therefore I'm not resting, therefore I don't love myself, therefore I'm a piece of shit. Which sounds dramatic when I say it out loud, but this is what we do to ourselves. We get this like perfectionistic mindset. We're like, right, now that I've learned this new system, now that I've learned that if I'm depleted, I must rest. Then if we don't do it, we're like, oh, I'm being a bad student. None of that. None of that. We're identifying, we're acknowledging where we are, and we're acting accordingly. And sometimes acting accordingly might be going against the opposite of what I say. But we just need to have awareness that if we do go against our natural depletion, we're going to get even more depleted. That's fine. That's not a bad thing. It's no issue. But if we keep avoiding our depletion, we will die. If we keep avoiding us being on empty, we will die. Like, we're going to die anyway. But if we keep going against where our body genuinely is, there's only so long our body can put up with that before it's like, uh-uh, you ain't listening, girl. I'm going to go talk to someone else. Like, nah, nah. So let's work with ourselves. So if we are depleted, we rest, we recharge, we unwind, we do something fun, we relax, we do nothing, we sleep, we have a long hot shower, we phone a friend, we play music, we mung out to Netflix, we watch RuPaul's Drag Race, we do whatever, whatever. Now let's talk about another state, which is also kind of in those low vibes, more like that low vibrational energy of slow moving things. And this is kind of like extreme contraction. And we're talking about when we're stagnant, when we're stuck. It's not just that we're tired, it's not just that we've got nothing in the tank, but it's like, like we're flat, but we're also kind of feeling like caught up in it. Things are feeling a bit murky. We're not sure what's happening, but we just kind of feel stuck and things just feel a bit heavy. We're not sure what we want to do. If you're at a point where you've found yourself feeling stagnant and you've identified, first step, we've identified like, oh, I'm feeling stuck. I'm feeling like it's not just, I'm not just flat, I'm like feeling like the low moving energy is like getting denser and denser around us. What we do, we circulate our energy. If we're feeling stuck and we're feeling stagnant, circulating new energy is the best way to shake out the cobwebs. Like if we're feeling stuck and we don't know what to do, usually doing anything else is the best thing for us. If we've been sitting at our desk and we're feeling stuck and we're feeling ugh, like you're trying to work on something and it started out feeling really inspired and really good, and all of a sudden we're finding ourselves feeling ugh, we circulate new energy. We get up away from the desk. We put on a banging tune. We dance. We go for a walk. We learn something else. You may not feel like getting up out of your desk, but you could focus on something else. Circulating new energy by doing something different, by focusing on something different, by thinking about something different, by, you know, you might be feeling like flat and then doing something that amps up your physiology, going for a sprint in your garden. If you circulate new energy into your physiological system, you're going to feel different. We don't feel stuck when we're circulating new energy. We don't feel stagnant when we're circulating new energy. It's just like those, like, brutal, crisp breezes in spring. You know, when winter's been hanging around a bit too long and all of a sudden spring comes around, it's like whoosh. You know, it was the darkest night and then all of a sudden the new energy comes back through Mama Nature. We have that same process too. If we're feeling the most contracted and we're feeling circulating new energy, and it doesn't need to be intelligent. It's not just like, oh, I'm sitting at my desk and I'm feeling stagnant, therefore I will do the exact perfect opposite thing of this. It can be anything. It can be baking cookies. It can be going to the supermarket and buying cookies. It can be anything, but something to disrupt the pattern. We start to get into this momentum where we kind of go like slowly more imploding upon ourselves until we're just like this energetic black hole that just feels so stuck and so dense. That anything, it can be looking at hilarious memes on your phone. But if we're feeling stuck, doing anything to circulate new energy into our system is going to unstuck us. Like, try this. It sounds so simple once again, but how often do we do this? Like, I'm feeling stagnant, I'm feeling stuck. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to freshen up, literally freshen up by circulating new energy. So simple, that's why most of us don't do it. So let's talk about when you're feeling nothing. Let's talk about when you're feeling neutral. When we're feeling neutral, especially if we've been feeling stuck and depleted before, it's really easy to acknowledge the fact that actually we're feeling good. Like, we're kind of feeling nothing. We don't really feel like doing anything, but we've actually got energy. It's almost like that coiled, you know, rattlesnake that's like ready to pounce. Often when we're in this state of neutrality, it's really easy to like not realize like, oh, I've actually got this amazing capacity for energy within me because I'm not using it right now. And at the same time as well, if you've been energized, if you've been really amped up, if you've been feeling really good, if you've been doing lots of stuff, and then you start to feel neutral, you could easily think that you're depleted, but really you're just kind of feeling not much. You're just like, could go out, could stay in, you know, just kind of like neutral. And when we're at this neutral state, especially if there are things that you want to do, like if there are things that you want to achieve, this is when we can stimulate ourselves. If we're just feeling like flatline, just whatevs, not bad, not good, but just like meh, this is where we can enhance our energy. This is where we can do things like our mindset work and our affirmations to be like, I am overflowing with energy. If we're feeling calm and we're like, we want to will ourselves to have more energy, neutral is the perfect place to do it. If we have no energy and we're really flat and we're feeling ugh, and then we're trying to use positive affirmations to like, or even exercise, if we're trying to like out-exercise our way out of stagnancy and like out of that like depleted state, it's going to result in depletion out the other side. It just will. Whereas if we're feeling calm, this is where we don't want to milk our flatness. We don't want to be like, oh, well, since I'm not feeling like much, maybe I'll just go back into that hole and continue to watch Netflix for the next 3 days. Like, if we're not depleted, we don't really need to be recharging. If we're feeling neutral, we can, for the love of it, if we want to. But if we're feeling like neutral, that's the perfect point to be like, ooh, maybe I want to energize myself. Maybe I want to do something that stimulates me. This is, like I said, this can be where mindset work is really amazing. This can be where changing our physiology, so literally moving to bring more oxygen flow into our system so that blood's pumping faster through our system. We start to feel more like, woo! This is also where it's really good to start to get clear on like, what are things that genuinely stimulate me? Say I'm a real geek, and so for me, learning things that I'm interested in or like going down a Google rabbit hole is so stimulating for me. It energizes me. And obviously, if there's something in particular that you want to do, then it's good to stimulate yourself in a way that's going to be conducive with that. So say, for instance, if you were writing an essay, you know, and you stimulated yourself so you had so much physical energy, that may not actually be conducive with then sitting down at a computer and writing. Whereas like if you are so stimulated and your goal was to run 5Ks, then that's perfect. You know, you've amped yourself up, you're feeling good, and now you just want to do brute force running. Great. But like when we're feeling neutral and we stimulate ourselves, we do something to actually enhance more energy, be it through moving our body, be it through focusing our mind, then all of a sudden, from that state of neutral nothingness, we feel energized, we feel good. It's casual, but it's just like, oh, I feel like this hum, I'm feeling good. It's like if we make ourselves a cup of tea in the kitchen, we kind of get a little bit dancey as we start to do it. So let's talk about this fourth state. Let's talk about when we're feeling energized. Let's talk about when we got that good feeling energy of like, I can do this. I got all the energy. What we can do if we have acknowledged that, like, and most of the time we don't acknowledge when we're energized because we don't see it as a problem. We're like, well, this is how I should feel all the time. So we don't bother to be like, oh, I'm feeling energized. I'm going to acknowledge how I'm feeling and I'm going to act accordingly, because we're like, no, this is how I should feel all the time. Like, and then we start to shame ourselves for not being at this state all the time. we're not meant to be in summer all year long, people. Like, we would be a dusty, hot mess of a planet if it were summer all year long. And in the same way, we're not supposed to be energized and expanded and all the energy all the time. Otherwise, we would be the most fucking annoying person ever to live with. Can you imagine having a roommate that was just, like, jacked up all the time? Like, whoa, hey, let's do things. You'd be like, fucking stop. And we should expect the same of ourselves. Being energized is amazing. But this is not like this glorious godlike state that we should always aspire to be. It's amazing when we've got energy. It's beautiful when we've got energy. And if we actually honor and acknowledge our energy cycles, then we feel like we have more energy because we're not wasting energy being in resistance to where we are. Making ourselves wrong takes a fuck ton of energy. It honestly does. It takes so much energy. So, when we're feeling energized, what are we going to do, guys? We're going to use that energy because we're being so simple. When we have energy, we use our energy. We channel it into, like, energy wants to go places. We channel our energy where it wants to go. We channel our energy into the things that we want to achieve and the things that we want to create. You know, and especially if you're doing things that you're passionate about, a lot of people find, and especially if you're a generator or manifesting generator in human design, you're almost designed that when you're doing things you love, they light you up more. It's not depleting you. It's like when you do things you love, you feel like more amped up. So doing things that we love and channeling our energy for lots of people is a really smart way to maintain our energy levels. Without even trying to, by channeling that energy, we have like more, like another resurgence of energy. So if we have energy, we use it. We just use it for whatever, like even if there's nothing you want to achieve productive in like your business or whatever your current goal is, you might be like, well, I've been avoiding doing that big pile of washing. I'm going to do that. I've been avoiding weeding the garden. I'm going to go do that. I've been like meaning to call that friend, but I can't be fucked. So I'm going to do that now. It doesn't need to be productive. It can be whatever we want it to be. But if we've got energy, we use the energy. We don't have scarcity around like, oh, but if I do too much, then I won't have energy tomorrow. Like, we use our energy while we've got it. Because if we use our energy and we're mindful of how we feel, then as we start to feel just like calm or neutral or whatever, if we use our energy, then usually, like, we have time to rest. We have time to recharge because we're getting things done and then we're able to relax. We're being on. We're doing these badass bursts of getting stuff done. And then when we start to feel like depleted or like not feeling it, we can relax. We can recharge. We can do something else. We can circulate new energy. We don't have to like be forced and like strapped to our chair all day to get things done. We get to use our energy when we've got them. We get to relax when we don't have it. And nothing's wrong. If we're feeling stagnant, if we're feeling stuck, we get to circulate new energy. If we're feeling like neutral, nothing, like we can amp ourselves up if we want to. And in that moment, you might not want to. You might be feeling like meh. And you might be like, you know what? I do want to watch Bridgerton all day and I'm going to go do that. Perfect. We don't need to enhance our state if we're just feeling neutral. We could be like, you know what? I just want to sit here and that's perfectly fine. So let's talk about a fifth state that lots of people know. Let's talk about when we're overstimulated or when we're over-energized. We had lots of energy, but now it's almost like, oh, there's a lot of energy and I don't know how to channel this and I'm feeling a little bit hypo, but also a little bit scattered at the same time. This is a situation, we're adding more stimulation to this situation, like dousing it with coffee and crack is not going to help this situation. It's not going to make us more productive. This is where like the bell curve starts to level out and we realize that actually like there is a loss of returns on this. If we're feeling overstimulated, we really don't need to be channeling that energy into productivity because when we're feeling overstimulated, we're not focused anyway. We're a lot more scattered. We're more sort of diffuse awareness. It's harder to focus. So if we've acknowledged that you're feeling overstimulated, and this is where we pay attention to our body, your mind as well might be so used to this state, like your mind might be so used to overstimulation that you feel like it's who you are as a personality and you don't even realize like, oh, actually there's something like actually at play here that I need to acknowledge. A lot of people don't realize that so much of the day, the gut feels anxious. That down here, they're feeling angsty and like a little bit, just a little bit jittery because it's so normal that they're like, they don't even acknowledge it. They don't even identify, like, oh, I'm overstimulated. Oh, I'm over energized. And if they do, they don't honor and acknowledge where they are. It's like, oh, I shouldn't be like this. I should be a calm Buddha. Like, how am I not just so chilled, even though the world and the media is just all day, every day, just going, woo, 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 alarm, emergency, be afraid, like, this will kill you. And then we're like, oh man, I'm such a loser for being so anxious. You realize that the mainstream muggle world is literally trying to make you fucking terrified on a daily basis if you let it, right? Like, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with beautiful, perfect little old you. Like, me and your mum are going to join a committee to talk about just how amazing you are. There's nothing wrong with you. But, like, if we can acknowledge and pay attention to the fact that we are overstimulated, what we can do in acting accordingly is ground. This is where we start to identify, like, what are my soothers? You know, we've talked about stimulators, what stimulates me, but what soothes me? What brings me down? What calms me? Because if we're feeling overstimulated, like, there's not a whole lot of productive purpose in channeling it into productive means. We can if we want, but this is when usually it's better to go internal, because our internal system is showing a really big response. And so this is where loving on ourselves is so important. So if you're feeling overstimulated, you might be one of those people that get that extra energy out through exercise, you know, through going for a walk. It's using the energy, but not in a way where you have to focus and be disciplined. It's just kind of like brute force, just moving your body. Something that might ground you might be literal grounding, you know, going outside, putting your feet in the earth, listening to the sounds of the birds and the sounds of the trees, and leaving your phone way the fuck inside. Even though it's a vibe, and yeah, you could take a picture for your Insta stories, you're like, nope, putting that phone inside, this is for me. If you're wanting to ground, you might want to have a bubble bath. Or if you're someone like me that gets bored in bubble baths, a long hot shower. There's more movement, there's more energy. I prefer that. It's more grounding to me. If you're overstimulated and you want to ground, you might want to have a nap. If you're overstimulated and you want to ground, you might want to have an orgasm. If you're overstimulated and you want to ground, you might want to have some sugar. People demonize sugar a lot, and even though sugar is like a stimulant in lots of people's systems, in lots of other people, sugar is really grounding. Especially if you've got an open emotional center in human design or an undefined emotional center, lots of people with open emotional centers find sugar very grounding. There's something about it that almost just makes them more able to just like numb out the world. There's something about it that's really nice for them. We're not here to demonize any particular vices. We just need to understand that specific stimulants or specific stuff can be stimulating or soothing in your specific ecosystem, and it can change over time. You know, I'm sure there are probably people in this world that coffee is actually a very grounding thing for them, and it might like make you jittery, and you could be like, how is that even the case? But everyone's different. You know, like the traditional archetype of the stoner is like the person who's eating all the food and like wants to sit there on the couch and just like do nothing, whereas like it has a very stimulating effect in my body. I'm more inclined, like if I were to smoke weed, that would make me probably want to go for a walk or a run or do that kind of stuff, because it's really stimulating in my system. So it's really important you get clear on what your unique soothers are and stimulants are, and keep paying attention, because they evolve and change over time. Sometimes things that soothe us, if we have it too often, then it doesn't really soothe us anymore. We just kind of, it's just a habit at that point. It doesn't have the same calming effect. So you might be like, right, the long hot shower is not doing it any for me anymore. What I need to do to ground is I need to go cuddle my mum. You know, whatever that is for you, but just start to pay attention to what your unique stimulators and soothers are. Because if we can create a list, like if we actually have things written down that stimulate us and soothe us, and we identify which energetic state we're at and what we need, and we follow through on that, this shit is guaranteed to work. And if it feels too simple, that's a great thing. I love that I'm keeping this so simple, because the only thing we need to do then, because it's so simple, is to just follow through on it. So really what we are talking about today is just honoring where you are, understanding that there is a unique like cycle that is unfolding, And we don't just need to bypass it, we need to work with it, because in the ebbs and flows, there is all the energy we need to get all the things done. There actually is. But we want to optimize the states that we're in and not judge ourselves for not being in other states. We waste so much time and energy being like, oh, I'm like this, but I should be like that. No. If you're depleted, rest. If you're feeling stuck, circulate. If you're feeling neutral, enhance that shit. Stimulate yourself. If you're feeling energized, use that energy. If you're feeling overstimulated, ground. And repeat. It's really freaking simple. And so if as well you can get clear on what soothes you and what stimulates you, then you can, in those moments, rather than making any problems that don't exist, making yourself wrong, your focus can be, okay, I'm feeling overstimulated, what would soothe me? Okay, I'm feeling understimulated, what's going to stimulate me? What's going to energize me? What's going to circulate new energy into my system? And then we do it. We follow through on it. Simple. Boom. Done. The last thing I want to say, because it is so fucking simple and I'm not going to make more words out of it, because we're learning it, we're following through on it, we're doing the thing. Something so amazing to do is practice the art of being on and being off. We can waste so much time and energy by not compartmentalizing things. And we don't always have to do this. I know for me, there are plenty of times when I feel like faffing about doing little tinkery things in my business just for the sake of it. Sure, I can spend more time doing it and it's kind of enjoyable. But practicing being on and being off is really freaking incredible. So as in, like, if you find yourself in an energized state and you're ready to use that energy, that's when it's amazing to make badass moves. When we're feeling on, when we're feeling energized, or if we're feeling neutral and we've amped ourselves up, then productive, potent bursts are amazing. Getting shit done when we've got the energy is amazing. Run, don't walk, just do it. You know, just do it. And then once we're starting to get off, once we're starting to feel that resistance, and it's not to say we can't push through it, we're allowed to do whatever we want, but the idea is to get the shit done, make those badass moves, and then be luxuriously, lazily off. Like, do the things when you got the energy, and when you don't, milk it for all it's worth. Have fun with it, enjoy it, luxuriate in the lack of energy. Because if we can luxuriate in the nothingness or the very little, that energizes us. And we're not doing it just for the sake of it. We're doing it simply because if we avoid our nature and if we try and be on all the time, or if we spend so much time fluctuating between this on and off, kind of flicking on and off the light type situation where you're on, you're off, you're on, you're off, it's so unsatisfying as opposed to getting shit done, being focused, doing work, and then when you find yourself naturally, like, humans aren't really designed to be productive for more than an hour and a half at a time. We need breaks. Like, after an hour and a half, we need breaks. That's how the average person is designed to work. And if you're a projector, it's probably more like 45 minutes. Let's be real. We do our 45 minute productive burst and then we're done for a bit. We need to recharge. We need to relax. And if we can let ourselves be on, and then when we're not on, be fully off, luxuriously off, this is a game changer, because you realize, like, oh my gosh, I'm an adult, but I almost feel like a kid right now. Like, if we actually let ourselves be fully off and do whatever we want to do, and not just the housework and not just the things for other people, but we get to be off and on our productive on bursts, that's when we do all the things. That's when we do the loads of washing. That's when we write the courses or read the books or whatever. But then we can be off. And it is an art form. It really is an art form, and it requires practice to learn how to do this compartmentalization. But right now, I am doing something productive. Right now, I am doing my work. This is what I get paid for. But right now, this feels like fun. This feels like flow. I am on. And soon, I will feel the point at which I need to be off, and I will be off, and it will be glorious. And you can beat your sweet ass. Before I was on, I didn't feel like being on. I was like, it's my Sunday morning. I just feel like doing nothing. But then I was like wanting to do this burst. So now I'm here, I'm on, and then soon I will be off. I will go make myself some coffee. I will go eat some delicious homemade sourdough. I will cuddle with my lover, and there will be more productive bursts. This is a weekend. I normally don't do any work, but you know what? I am so energized at the moment in my business that I want to be on. So I'm spending time on my weekend, which is normally like something I don't normally do because I love all the downtime. I'm in a stage, you know, it's just been the new moon, feeling energized. I have so much energy that I want to channel this energy as well into these productive bursts when I have them. But even still within that, we're human. Even still, I'm a real chill cat. I have energetic bursts and then I need my big lull. So I'm going to fit that in as well. So what we are going to be doing this week as our integration exercises is, like I've said a gazillion and one times, we're going to be paying attention to how we feel. We're going to be honoring how we feel and we're going to act accordingly. If we're depleted, we let ourselves be depleted and we recharge. Or, like I said, keep burning the midnight oil, but understand that there will become a point where you're even more depleted that you will then need to recharge all the way back up. If we're feeling stagnant, we circulate. If we're feeling neutral, we energize ourselves, we stimulate ourselves. If we're feeling energized, we use it. If we're feeling over-energized, we ground. Simple. The other thing I would love you to do is to write down a list, like get clear on what are your soothers and what are your stimulators. What are the things that bring you down when you're overstimulated? And what are the things that bring you up when you're completely flat? If you can get clear on what those are and use them, like if you're feeling, when we're feeling depleted, we have like no brain energy. We don't want to also have to be thinking of what would recharge me in this moment. Whereas if you've got a list that says, when I'm feeling flat, this is something that's going to stimulate me or this is something that's going to recharge me. We don't need to think about it. We just need to do it. So that's amazing. And the third thing I would love you to do is start playing around with this idea of being on and being off. Start playing around with this idea of using our energy and channeling our energy and not apologizing because like, oh, I was meant to be sitting on the couch with my partner, but in actuality, I'm furiously writing. Like, not feeling bad about it, using good, clear communication around it, but using our energy while we've got it, being on when we're on, and then being luxuriously off, indulgently off. It is so satisfying to let ourselves actually have time to luxuriate in life and not just fill one extra chore or one extra thing that we need to do into our life. And at the end of our life, it's our life experience that is life. The only thing you will ever know of your life is your experience of it. It doesn't matter how productive you looked on the outside. It doesn't matter how many accolades you have or how little you have at the end of your life. The only thing that matters at the end of your life is your life experience because that's the only thing you will ever have. That's the only thing you will ever know. Everything else is just an idea. You know, if you were to die and then afterwards they were to make you a Nobel laureate or something, it's just a thought. It's not real. Our experience is what's real. And so let's luxuriate in it. Let's be productive when we feel like it, when that's where our energy is going. And let's enjoy our lives when that's where our energy is going. All right. Obnoxiously simple, I know. And I would love to hear what comes up for you in this.